You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
If you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel, I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. I want to wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all, so I don't inspire.
My thanks to the chef for coming on, talking about grilling. Email, hey Mac, I'm starving, man. I'm getting ready to eat this side of my cubicle right here. Listen to you guys talk about steaks. Scampi, are you kidding me? Scampi? Guess what's for dinner at my house tonight? I just got to find an avocado. Another one. Breaking active shooter reported at Highland High School, suspect in custody. This story posted 12 minutes ago from the LA Times. A dispute between two students led to a shooting that sparked a panic and drew a massive law enforcement response to a Palmdale High School. Palmdale is located up in the desert, in the high desert, northwest of Los Angeles. Actually, it's almost due north out of Los Angeles. In an area called Palmdale, which is, what else is up there? Edwards Air Force Base? Yeah. One student was shot in the arm, but is expected to make a full recovery, according to Captain Darren Harris, a spokesman for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. The suspect, also described as a student, was spotted at 7:05 a.m. on campus of Highland High School in Palmdale. The shooter was detained in a nearby parking lot. A firearm was also discovered at the scene. Deputies had cleared the school and deemed it safe by 9 a.m. Sheriff's Department said on Twitter, students will be transported home via school buses. Palmdale School Superintendent Raul Maldonado described the person who had been detained as an active shooter in a brief statement issued Friday morning. Shortly after 7 a.m. Pacific time, several students began tweeting that they could hear gunshots and urged other classmates not to come to school. Deputies responded to reports of a shooting around 7:30 a.m. at Manzanita Elementary School, roughly 7 miles from the high school, but found no signs of a victim or a shooting there. Agents with the U.S. Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives are heading to the scene Friday morning. So, more news as it breaks, but hopefully that's all there is to that story. That, you know, I think I posted the link on the read board, but when you look at the total number, the database for shootings in the United States, like, this is not going to break squelch, right? You're going to see a little, you know, you're going to see small blurbs on national news today, but because there's other big news, right, whether it be Iran-Israel, whether it be the president, whether it be, what's the name, the porn star, Stormy Daniels and her attorney, you know, because this isn't very, you know, this isn't very violent. Nobody even, you know, what the hell? You're a news editor. Nobody even got killed, man. How many times am I going to run the story? Because, you know, we're all about the sizzle here in our news. But when you look at the number of incidents It's amazing. It's astounding how many times this happens in the country. Yeah. Sometimes they're not shooting. Just sometimes there's a disagreement. Somebody pulls a weapon. Now, that's not going to make the national news. But that gives you some indication of how much gunplay. And that happens, I want to say, since Columbine. You know what? Let me do this. Because I think the reason it's in my head is because I saved that database. Yeah, how about that? Law school list, that's not what we want. School shooting database. Damn it. Wouldn't you know? Yeah, Mr. Smarty Pants, he moved it. So, we'll just do a little search. What would I have done with that? Why would I have deleted that? I wouldn't have deleted that. Come on. This irritates me. All of a sudden my day now derailed. Now I've got to find this thing. Is it a CSV? I have some interesting little databases, little things that I've downloaded. School shooting database. Yeah. Says it, it's XLSX file. And I just searched for XLS files. And what did I get? Nothing. And I look and I find it. Yeah. That's because I'm part bloodhound. I don't take no for an answer. Okay. This is a partial list. Goes back to the year 2000. 218 incidents in 17 years. And it goes on, it has number of people killed, number of people wounded, and it goes through all the different incidents that have been reported. And this goes up to March, 2nd of March. 2018. Yeah, 218 incidents. So when you saw that number that said, I can't remember after the last one, that said, this is the 25th. No, there's so many more incidents that take place around the country. It's stupid. So again, if you're not involved in that, I would tell you that you probably ought to get involved in it. Get down to your local school district, be a part of the conversation, because I just got an email. I'll tell you, I got a text message from a friend of mine. His name, I won't tell you his last name, his first name is Jim. He's a cop in New Jersey. He tells me Jersey's the nicest state in the union. Okay. People that say the union, that's a Civil War term, okay? We don't have the union anymore. All right, just saying. Sent me this text yesterday. Mike, wanted to give you a heads up. New Jersey is pushing hard to put retired police officers in all schools. Lots of districts already implementing it, which is a good thing. Go Red Sox. He's a Red Sox fan. He's from New Jersey. New Jersey is Yankee country. You live in Jersey, you're a Yankee fan. He's a Red Sox fan. So what does that tell you? It means he's got issues, right? He got issues. Like, why would you do that? It's like being born in Boston and being a Yankee fan. come on, man, you can't do that. You got to move. You can't stay here. Red Sox won last night. Damn it. Avoided the sweep. We had to broom out. Game's tied in the eighth inning. Gave up a home run. Didn't work out so right. All right, couple of stories that I wanted to get to. Mac, what's the name of your thermometer? $40. It's called the iGrill Mini. Okay. It's got three pieces. It's got a spool that you wind up a long wire in. It's got the probe that you stick into the meat, right? And then the wire is attached to the probe. And then it's got the thingy that you stick in. It would be what? An eighth of an inch. It looks like an audio jack. And you plug that into the receiver. Okay? Everybody got that? You plug that into the receiver. And then you turn the receiver on. Receiver, you set it up to connect to the Associated Press is reporting a 14-year-old was taken into custody after shooting a fellow student today in the arm. Pretty amazing, eh? 14 years old. What the hell? Anyway, yeah, lock up your guns. Lock up your guns. Make sure they don't. You keep the keys. Yeah, but I'm looking at another probe that's nicer than mine. And so every probe. So for instance, when you only have one probe, but let's say you're doing four steaks, okay, you got to have a little bit of an eye for that, okay. So with a little bit of an eye, you put the probe in the medium thick steak. Now they also be relatively close, but they're not going to be perfectly close. So let's just say you got one a little bit thicker, one a little bit thinner of the three. Put it in the medium one, right? The thinner one comes off before that, and then the thicker one you can transfer it to after you pull off the medium one. And so they're all very, very appropriately done. But what this one does for an extra $30, you get a total of four probes. So every one will have its own little readout. Yeah. So depending on where you have it on the grill, that's pretty slick, actually. That's pretty slick. So you can check that out. Email. Mac, I just took a look at the Battlefield study. You are a map nerd. Well done, my friend. I took a look at those maps. I'll listen to the interview over the weekend, but I like your map craft. Kind of got me interested just looking at the maps. And I also like that you put in the 1 to 50,000. Yeah, the 1 to 50,000 map chip is pretty cool. I'm not going to lie to you. I like that. Here's what I like about the latest Battlefield study thing that is on the website, General Butch Neal. And again, when I heard about I get introduced to Neal and I read a little bit about him. And I read about this thing at Gitlin's Corner, and he mentions John Bobo. Okay, now that got my attention. But as I read, I said earlier in the week, I don't know that I ever heard of a single action in which a Medal of Honor and four Navy Crosses were written for the same action. I don't know that. I mean, like I said, on Iwo Jima, did guys maybe in A Company, you probably had that happen. But they weren't all part of the same action, the same event. And this was. So that kind of got me interested. And then the more I got interested, I like to see, right? I like to see. So I got on Google Earth, and General Neil kept referring to Hill 70. So I'm looking at Google Earth, and I'm like, well, how do I find out where this happened? Because he doesn't say, he says the vicinity of between, you know, Kantian and Kamlo. Like, okay, help me out there, bro. And so, anyway, so I ping the historical division, and I get a hold of 3-9's after action reports. They have platoon positions for the 29th, and then the company position on the 30th. They don't have platoon positions on the 30th because they never finished setting in, okay, before the attack started. So anyway, I get the grids. I can plot those grids because I got to download a certain thing on my Google Earth, right? It cost me $5. But anyway, boom, here's what happened. So you can take a look at it. But I don't know if that's exactly right, because guess what? Neil's talking about Hill 70. And there's no contour lines on Google Earth. Damn it. So I need the map. So I start looking for maps of Vietnam. And guess what? I find them. And so then I download the Vietnam map. And I crop them, and I put them all together and in a PowerPoint. And then I go looking for the grid, and guess what I find? At that grid, contour line, Hill 70. No kidding. I'm like, holy shit. That's Hill 70. And what was 70? It was a number adjacent to the hilltop. So there's an X for the hilltop, and then adjacent to it, there's a contour line that says 70. So what we used to do is we identify that hill as Hill 70. Yeah, that's how we did it. And so, boom, that was the missing piece of the puzzle. So, but I also, I like that, because if you're a leader, this is how you viewed the world. Okay? This is how you viewed the world. This view of life was your view of life. And so you can see Hill 70 as they looked at maps. You can see it's interesting. Also, General Zinni talked about, we put this great emphasis on high ground. Always the high ground. We're plopping artillery pieces. We're on the high ground. Where's the Vietnam? What the Vietnamese thought was low ground's the key, right? What is low ground? Low ground's the avenues, approaches, how you move through stuff. He said, but they didn't move in the low ground. He said they tended to find something in between, and they moved along a contour line above the low ground and below the high ground. They were somewhere in the middle. Pretty interesting. Then he said, because I studied the little bastards. He said, because when I was an advisor, I knew I was probably going to see him again. He said, and I did. And when I ran into him, I wanted to have an idea of how the little Gomer thought, And he said, and he didn't do what I got trained in Quantico. He didn't put himself on the top of a hill with an unsecured flank waiting for me to attack. Yes, I'm like doing Zinni, like probably verbatim, because I know the thing so well. So it's kind of interesting. So when you look at the position and the selection, it's kind of interesting to look. And so in this fight, there's, I want to say 17 Marines are killed, if I'm not mistaken. It's so approximately, it might be, I think the initial report was 16 and then one died of wounds, so the total was 17. NVA casualties that day, because I am such a dork, the operations log for the battalion is in the thing, and I just clicked on it. Final results, 16 friendly KIA. I think that moves to 17. 52 wounded, 62 NVA killed, 2 NVA captured. So And then on the map, it shows you, in fact, where the NVA, the most of their deer and most of their KIA were found. And it's on the back side of a body of water in a tree line. Yeah. So they used the water as a barrier that would give them time, because the way they had to do it was they had to stalk you, they had to get close to you, and then they had to close with you really fast, and that took away your ability to use aviation against them. And they would be so close with you that it would be difficult for you to use your supporting arms. And then either they overran you or they disappeared. So their route of egress was important too. So it's very interesting to look at the map and you know, to see what they saw, and then to look at the terrain on Google Earth, and all of that's in that thing. So I enjoyed learning from those things still to this day. A lot. Yeah. How about that? I know. It's kind of dorky. Another email. Mac, I have to tell you, I am pretty blown away that you could be the officer of the deck of a ship and only be taken to NJP when 7 people were killed on your watch. That's astounding to me. Certainly a low bar to be sure that officers are held to. And let me get this straight. A recruit jumps off the third deck floor and is killed. And his drill instructor, who hazed him, gets 10 years in prison. Yeah, the recommendation was that he get 7, and then the court gave him 10. Yeah. The email goes on. And the officer of the deck, whose negligence, and I can recall you ranting about, did not even put the ship at general quarters or sound the collision alarm. That's not simply incompetent. That is crazy. Absolutely, positively crazy. You sound the collision alarm on a naval vessel when you either may hit or will hit. Either one of those two. You wonder why we have issues when people that do these things don't get held accountable, don't get made an example of. I'm still blown away by the fact that she got fined. Why didn't she get staff and CO justice? Why did she get officer justice? She essentially got the same thing that the guy at Parris Island got. He's allowed to retire. What was he going to do? Pay a fine or something? Yeah, I think he paid a $5,000 fine or something like that and retired. She's not going to, obviously not going to be able to retire. She's not of that rank yet. And she'll forfeit a percentage of her pay for, I think the max they could do it was 3 months. And that's the end of it. Yeah, honestly, it's pretty astounding to me. Pretty astounding. The other story that I want to talk about here, before we get done today is and I'll go through this. And this hearing was held on Wednesday. A series of errors by junior officers contributed to the Fitzgerald collision. And this happened on Wednesday. All right. A preliminary hearing for two junior officers at the controls when the USS Fitzgerald and a merchant container ship collided last year in the busy waters off the coast of Japan highlighted a series of errors by the ship's crew. The collision killed seven sailors in the early hours of June 17th. Until just moments before the strike, the accused officers in the Combat Information Center, several levels below deck, were unaware of the danger of nearby ships. On that, the government and the defense at Wednesday's Article 32 hearing agreed. But that's where their stories diverge, or diverge, either one. In an 11-hour hearing at the Washington Navy Yard, prosecutors painted a picture of Lieutenant Iran Woodley, the ship's surface warfare coordinator, and Lieutenant Natalie Combs, the tactical action officer, or the TAO, as failing at their jobs, not using the tools at their disposal properly, and not communicating correctly. They became complacent with faulty equipment and did not seek to get it fixed, and they failed to communicate with the bridge. Had they done any of those things the government contended, they would have been able to avert the collision. Imagine the Crystal, a 29,000-ton container ship, suddenly takes up the entire radar screen, prosecutor Lieutenant Commander Catherine Shovlin told the hearing officer. Who will decide whether to recommend that the accused officers face court-martials? Who will decide? Quote, there was not a breakdown in communication. There was no communication. Defense attorneys countered, saying the officers were strong performers whose equipment didn't work properly. The radar and the automatic information system they were working with were in a degraded state, so many of the ships around the Fitzgerald did not appear. The officers were completely unaware of the ship's approach. The problems were systemic, the defense argued, with operational tasking so intense that the ship had no time to train or do repairs. The Fitz was a wreck of a ship. I do not state that lightly, said David Sheldon, attorney for one of the officers, and the U.S. Navy knew that. The blame here lies not just with the commanding officer or the executive officer. It lies with the Navy. And the Navy is putting its head in the sand and not dealing with a ship that should have never gotten underway. Instead, it wants to hold these officers responsible. Wow. Woodley is accused of not carrying out his duties, which were to maintain an accurate picture of all vessels around the Fitzgerald, oversee other surface watch standards in the combat information center, and share information and recommendations with those navigating and driving the ship. Combs was in charge of the combat center. Her job was to serve as the commanding officer's eyes and ears, support the bridge with vital contact information, and make sure watch standards in the center were doing their jobs properly. Both faced three charges. Dereliction in the performance of duties through neglect resulting in death, negligent hazarding of a vessel, and negligent homicide. The hearing officer has 15 days to make his recommendations on whether all or some of those charges should go forward to a court-martial. It's up to the convening officer, ultimately, what will go forward. It's amazing. You're responsible, but you're not really responsible. And let me tell you, I have similar experience in terms of, not just on a ship, because I was aboard a ship. But I would tell you that running a combat operations center is what their CIC is, essentially the equivalent of our COC. What did we do when it got windy and dusty in the microwave and the wind was blowing the microwave dishes around? What did we do? Did we shut everything off and say, hey, we can't fight today? Sorry, can't play. We're out. No. You're still responsible for all the same functions. And you have to find a different way to do it. Okay, so the radar, so let me ask you this. We're all going to be sailors right now. I'm in the CIC. My radar doesn't work. Okay, we're in a heavily transited area, so it's a clear night. So what am I going to rely more on? Okay, I'll give you seven guesses, and the first six don't count. Radar's degraded, heavy shipping lane. We're now going to rely more on my cell phone, Mac? No, not your cell phone. What are we going to rely on? Our lookouts? You mean we're going to do old-style Navy? Yeah, we're going to do old-style broken radar Navy. Well, can we do that? You bet your ass we can. Just like we can do World War II style COC with maps and push pins and units reporting, right? And riding yellow canaries. We can do that. So I don't know. Again, look, I don't care what was degraded. Okay? Do you have lookouts? Do you think maybe it would have been prudent if your radar operators couldn't look at a radar? Why don't you send them up to the crow's nest and get them trained as lookouts? Here's plan B. Radar's down. You go up to the crow's nest and you augment the watch, especially if we're in a heavily trafficked area. And then you're going to be on sound-powered phones. You're going to radio back here. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to do that reverse plexiglass riding, or I'm not even sure they have that shit anymore. Let's just say they don't. We're gonna hand jam the plots, all right, that are near the ship. We're gonna call them Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, okay, and we're gonna update the track every 2 minutes. And it's gonna be intense because we're gonna be hand jamming that. So there's gonna be a lot of people talking. It's not gonna be sit there and look at a screen. So why didn't you do that? That's why this stuff, it kills me. There is no excuse. There's none. You are a sailor in American warship. You're a leader of sailors. So when systems are degraded and they get degraded, guess what? You go to plan B. I don't get it. The Fitzgerald, okay, the Fitzgerald is worse than the... In my opinion, well, they're both terrible, okay? But they're, in my opinion, they're pretty different. One is the McCain, the captain, is gonna get smoked in that. The captain didn't set the sea and anchor detail, which is more experienced navigators, lookouts, helmsmen, all of that. More experienced people because you're in a heavy, you know, a heavily trafficked waterway. So you set those guys, you make sure they're there at certain times and are running the ship. Okay. Malaccan Straits, hello. Most heavily trafficked body of channel of water in the world. Okay, so now you're in another heavily trafficked. So maybe the XO should be up there. Maybe your navigator should be up there. Not everybody's assistant up there in the middle of the night. With somebody who's clearly not qualified to drive a ship, driving the ship. People in the CIC, what were they doing? What were they doing? Were they goofing off? So again, it's interesting to follow these court-martials. The ship can go to sea, okay, if it can communicate, because it's got lookouts. Is that the way we design it? No. But it will keep us from running into other ships. And if there's any one of your standing orders that don't make sense to you, then guess what? You wake up the captain and you tell him, hey, sir, doesn't make sense to me. This speed doesn't make sense to me. So it's just awful. 17 sailors dead. And in neither case was the collision alarm sounded or general quarters gone to. I'd be rip shit if my kid was dead because of that. I would be so bitter. It would be an absolute positive joke. Okay, memo to Germany. Okay, do a little reading over the weekend. A. Merkel. Okay. peace through strength. Peace through strength. Okay? That's why NATO stood up. You could read about it. Peace through weakness. The only thing that happens to you when you're weak is you become a victim. All right. So, anyway. Look it up. Germany's assignment over the weekend. Same thing with the Japanese. Get your shit together. And you know what? And the president's right. I mean, he needs to continue to rub their face in a little bit. Right? Hey, we need you to be strong military nations. Okay? Because when we push back on China and say, stop doing this, there needs to be a credible threat. You need to be part of it. We'll do the heavy lifting. Okay, but can you play a couple positions on the team? Yeah. We need you. So, anyway, have a great weekend. This program repeats itself momentarily. Have a great weekend. If you're going to grill, make sure you follow the directions. Yeah, you heard them. Follow the directions on the grill. And don't forget, Battlefield Study. Interesting one. As I said, I've never heard of a fight Marines have got into, and maybe somebody can make me smart, but for the same action, not during the same week or the same month, but in the same action, in the same fight, a Medal of Honor and four Navy crosses have been handed out. But Butch Neal talks about it. Have a great weekend on a Friday. All Marine Radio, out.